guys, this is Nancy Perez, your co-host. This is Life Cope, LLC. We are a self-help podcast out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram under Life Cope, LLC, and you can find our website by going to lifecopeapp.com. This episode is brought to you by Grammarly. Grammarly is a wonderful app to have on your phone to avoid those horrible spell check horror stories. You can download Grammarly by going to the App Store, or you can go to our website, lifecopeapp.com, and download it that way. As always, I'm not a licensed therapist or psychologist. I am simply someone that gets on here, gives you their opinion, or simply tells you what's going on in their personal life. So, today's episode is on letting go. And you can apply that to so many things in life. But letting go, man, because at some point you just have to let go of what you thought should happen. And we just have to live in what is happening. So many times we wish things were different. You know, so many times we wish certain people, you know, could have been different for us. Or we wish certain relationships with our parents could have been better. Or we wonder if maybe, you know, if your dad would have been around more, if life would have been different. Or, you know, if your mom and dad would have stayed married together. Or like me, you know, if my parents would have gotten divorced, would life have been different? Because they did stay together after many trials and tribulations that could have ended them. So, you know, sometimes we get in our heads and we don't know how to cope. We don't know how to deal. And we don't know how to let go. And when we don't know how to let go, we're basically poisoning ourselves every day. Every day you can't let go. It's another day that you self-inflicted poison and you self-inflicted pain on yourself. And I know it sounds super dramatic, but it is. Like, psychologically, when you can't let go, when we can't let go as human beings, like, we're self-poisoning ourselves every day because you're living in that constant what if. What if things would have worked out different? What if this person would have tried for me more? What if my father would have been around more? What if my marriage wouldn't have ended? What if I never would have even met my spouse, you know, ex-spouse? Like, so many things, right? Like, geez, like, you can rethink your entire life in so many different ways. And it's still, like, your mental health is the only thing that's going to suffer. And I'm talking to you from personal experience. It's really difficult for me to let go as a person, especially I'm very stubborn and hard-headed. And so for me, letting go is like, geez, it's a task of epic proportions because I think there's a part of me that enjoys being in that self-loathing place of why did this happen to me? I think that for so long it's all I knew, but now I refuse. Now I refuse to self-loathe, and so I'm trying to let go. I'm not trying to hold on to things like I would in the past, and I'm finding it very, very difficult because this is not my normal. My normal and my default is to not let go. My normal and my default is to hold on to every little fiber because the pain is almost what makes me who I am. The anguish of, geez, if things could have just worked out differently is such a part and such a big fiber of who I am that I think it just becomes so ingrained in who you are as a person that you don't even realize that, like, I am hurting myself by doing this. I am hurting myself by continuing in this behavior because not letting go is just poisoning me because I'm just sitting here thinking about things. And I'm not talking about, you know, like, I don't know. I'm not talking about, like, one specific thing I can't let go of. It's like so many. It's like I have a collection for my entire childhood, a collection from my adolescence. Like, all of these moments that, like, hurt me and marked me as a person, and I can't let go of them. And, you know, in some way, I think it becomes such a part of you. It's such a part of your identity. How can you let go? But I don't want to be live that way anymore. I want to be able to have a peaceful life. And so I've been trying very hard for the last several years to let go of a lot of things. And I started therapy, and I started this, you know, doing this podcast, co-hosting this podcast. And I started doing my poetry very heavily. And like, there's many ways I'm trying to let go. There is many, many ways I'm trying to let go. There's not one, there's like not one solution fits all. Because we're all different. Some people need to hit the gym every day. And that's how they let go. That's like through physical exertion. Some people need to go to therapy a lot. Some people need a creative outlet. Some people need to punch something. Like, we really all have different ways of letting go. But the thing is that we must let go, because we have to find the courage to let go of what cannot be changed. Because I can sit here all day long and say, dang, I wish I would have worked out with this person. Or dang, I wish this could have went this way. Or I wish I would have, you know, gotten that promotion. Or I wish I would have, you know, gotten this or that. Like, we can always say, I wish. Or, you know, what if my childhood would have been different? What if that one thing in my childhood wouldn't have happened? And, like, it could have been so much better, right? But that's because we've been sold on ideologies. And I think that's what I'm going to do my next podcast on, is because I think society sells you these ideas of what you should yearn for, right? And when people don't measure up, when people aren't doing what you think they should be doing, you feel let down, right? You feel upset. And we can't let it go, right? Like, it eats at us. But why? Self-inflicted, because it's an ideology that's been, you know, sold to us. So it's just, that's a whole other topic that I want to go in heavily in. But this one, it's about letting go. And so find your outlet, whatever way you can. If hitting the gym every day helps you, if going to a therapist, if finding a creative outlet to release. But the thing is that we must let go. Because at the end of the day, the only person you're hurting by not letting go is yourself. And listen, we can all sit here and just hope and dream and wish and, you know, hope things be different, but they're not. And so, since they're not different, we must go on and we must let go and continue with our lives. And, you know, it's, oh gosh, it's so easy to say out loud, but it's so hard to do, you know, and like I said, I've been trying to let go of so many things in my life that have caused me pain, you know, from childhood trauma to adolescent trauma to just life now, you know, trying to date again and being let down and being like, what is this, you know, this is not for me, I'm not for this world, you know, and getting frustrated or, you know, at work, you know, like getting frustrated with things and not being able to let go of like the anger that others cause you at work. Like when people aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing or when, you know, you have to pick up someone's slack. Like sometimes we can't let go of those things and it eats at you every day. Every day you get more upset about it. Every day you want to talk about it to people. Every day you want to complain or say something. Like it's insane. Like, it's such a domino effect, but we don't even think about it. And it's simply, it's scary because, like, literally not letting go, it's like self-poisoning and self-loathing every day, every single day. And geez, it's painful because me sitting here telling you this, like, I'm telling you this and I go through these things every day, every day. And, like, every day I have to fight so hard, so, so hard to, like, let it go and not let things get to me. And sometimes some days are easier than others and other days that are hard and I just get frustrated and I cry and I'm like, ah, stop, you know, stop, just stop it. And it's, it's so hard to let go when you get like that. You know, it's so difficult to just like get in that right mindset where you're like, this is not serving you. This is not of purpose. This is only harming you.
this sort of thought, behaviors, patterns are not okay. But it's like, you can't. You can't because your brain is like, self-loathe. Cry about it. Feel sorry for yourself. Don't let it go. Sit in this self-pity, right? And it's so simple to just resort to good old faithful, not being able to let go and just being in that place that is so familiar, because it's easier to go back to a behavior that you already know than it is to work on a new behavior. And so find your outlet. Find a therapist if that is what you need. See if your insurance covers it. There's a lot of therapists that do have self-pay rates. So don't think that just because you don't have insurance, there's also a lot of programs. Like there's Aspen Point and Colorado Springs that does mental health. And if you are low income, they will assist you. There is also Peak Vista, which is like they have programs and they help you find insurance and apply for Medicaid and all that. If you need to, if you need healthcare and you don't have it. So there's a lot of different ways that you can find help if a therapist is what you need. There's also a lot of, groups. If you struggle with alcohol or drugs, there's groups. If physical violence, there's so many different outlets and programs out there. Honestly, going to Google and just searching whatever it is that you're looking for, like, the answers are out there. And even if you can't afford to go to a therapist, you can afford to go on your computer and find information on Google. You can afford, to go to the library and go through books. Like, if you really want to let go, if you really want to change the patterns and the behaviors, and you want to let go of that self-loathing and that self-pity that a lot of us like to live in because it's what we know, then you will find a way. That's all I have to say, because when I had enough, I found a way. And even now, when I struggle and when I get down and when things happen and I have to deal with the emotions and the feelings all over again, it's like I'm back to square one, and it doesn't matter what the subject is or what the situation is. It's like I'm back to square one. And so it's difficult. It's difficult. I know it's difficult, but I'm telling you, if you set your mind to it, you can do anything. And that's anything. And letting go should be number one on the list, because I don't want you to keep poisoning yourself every day with these negative thoughts and these negative feelings that don't serve you. They don't have a purpose in your life other than to bring you down, other than to keep you in that ugly place. And nobody wants that. Guys, that's all I have for you. Find your outlet. It's out there. There's so much information. We live in the world of information and technology. There is no reason that you cannot seek help if you are ready for it. And it's just time to let go and let be and just deal with what life has handed us and make the best of it. There's no reason why we should hold on to the past, and there's no reason why we should hold on to pain if it's not serving us in any shape, way, or form. I hope you're happy, I hope you're well, and I hope you're safe, and I'll catch you next week. If you like to keep up with me on social media, you can find me on Instagram at NancyPants1989. You can also go to my website, nancyiperez.com. If you want to find the podcast on social media, you can find us by going to LifeCope LLC on Instagram or Facebook, and you can always visit our website, LifeCopeApp.com. Guys, take care. See ya.